can't be alive.
And this is probably going to be very racist.
Bonus. Welcome.
You're bad, you're trying so hard not to do a throat singer.
I don't like it. It's creepy. That's how they were checking the mics.
I was trying not to do it right after this is probably going to be very racist. I want to be response to that.
It's from Dune. It's not from
I also thought
earthly
the hand
culture.
Coming down was trying to stop us, or was that a wave?
It was a wave.
Oh, okay. I thought you were like,
viewers.
You're like don't. Oh, yeah, we're or like, we're like, we're,
don't.
Or like, you're the driver and we're the passenger. The mom move.
Yep.
It would just shatter your arm if there was a real. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Would not help anybody.
Yeah. No good.
Here, I'll hold your throat in case we get in an accident.
Gonna break your arm the wrong way.
I'm literally giving you a lariat, like a pro wrestling lariat.
Yeah. You get the clothesline from hell if you get in an accident.
Good stuff. Anyway.
Or whatever. Yeah. Whatever the cowboy guy calls his.
Buckshot lariat. Yeah. That's what he calls his. Yeah. But it's basically just a clothesline.
Yeah. Kath learning no elementary school lessons of telling two boys, I don't like that.
It's I don't like
we're going to do it twice as much. Mm. Are you?
Wow. The lessons I didn't learn in elementary school, who would have thought they would apply to men in their 30s?
Yeah.
Shocking.
Not just their 30s.
Are you 40?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
This year.
Old man.
Bonus content.
Bonus content. Patty is 40. Not,
yeah.
Yeah, brutal. Just old man. Anyways, back to the
man.
I'm very close to you.
You're
it's
closer
really
to
fun.
You're closer. You're close to death. You That's might true. Be dead soon.
That's not what
Who's
I said.
Who's to say?
Everybody dies.
You're probably going to die.
I mean, chances are.
And we're all probably going to die.
Chances are good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our days are numbered. Kind of true for all of us.
I love to say, I mean, that's technically true. It's
technically
not
true.
Not the way that you hear it.
Hey, man, your days are numbered.
Just saying that to someone. What?
I'm making an inspirational meme out of it.
Are you threatening me?
No. I just want you to remember to live in the moment. Hey, that's man. All. Mm-hmm. Your days are numbered.
Yeah. Your goose is cooked.
Goose is in the oven, soon to be cooked.
Yep. Yeah. The oven's preheating, but the goose is going in.
The water is boiling.
Yep.
Preheating the oven is pregnancy. And then once you're in, the goose has started cooking. And then when you die, the goose is cooked. That's how it works. That's science.
Can't argue with that.
That's medicine. The science of medicine.
No bitches.
No bitches.
What are you both looking at on your phones?
Our list of little
guys. I had to pull the tears back up.
I see.
I'm prepped and ready to go.
Yeah, we're gonna do a tier list of our favorite little guys on this episode for you. Very exciting. Shelby has made us a nice list of little guys.
We might throw some other guys in.
It's true. Do we want to just start at the top, or should we like each pick a favorite and discuss? Or
I'm gonna save this and I can cross.
I feel
them
like it's easiest
done.
To just go from top.
All right,
we don't have to jump around.
Number one, nice gremlin.
So this is a Mogwai, I believe.
Yeah, is this Mogwai from the Gremlins
before they get wet?
I'm gonna be real. I have never seen.
I've also never seen Gremlins, but I know what they're all about.
What on earth?
I think a Mogwai is a
throw up.
I think a Mogwai is what Shelby is referring to. It looks a little like a Furby to me. Furby with bad ears a little bit.
Well, yeah. So the Gremlins. Okay. So you get the Mogwai. This is how Gremlins took place, right? They got Gizmo is the sort of prototypical Mogwai.
Okay.
They got him at like a mysterious, you know,
a claw machine. They pulled him out.
No, like a very old Asian man. Because the dad is like an inventor. Got this gift. I got you this thing. And there were rules. Don't get them wet. Don't feed them after midnight.
It's an animal I've never seen in my life.
That's right. It's some sort of, and it sings. It has a nice little song. It's like,
Are you?
Okay. I mean, I'm liking this for the tier list.
And
so
he's got
far.
His little closed eyes. He's got little hands. And, if you get them wet, basically what happens is I forget how it works. If you feed them, if the same thing happens, but if you get them wet
after midnight,
I know, but I don't know what the consequence, if it's the same, I don't remember. But if you get Gizmo wet, which happens,
he turns into a gremlin.
He doesn't turn into a gremlin. They like burst out of his back. They bubble up and they just sort of ping everywhere.
That's so unavoidable.
Yeah.
So he stays him, but they come out of him.
Because he helps.
Okay.
He helps them deal with and fight. Yeah. Especially in Gremlins 2, the new patch.
Best case, he's gonna be like smell fucking awful because you can't ever wash him.
Well, maybe he doesn't stink. He's like a mystical creature.
He might be like a chinchilla or something, take dust baths.
Yeah. Mm.
But Eli, I agree. Like that does knock him down a tier for me is that he might stink.
He comes, and that you can create like evil things if you.
Yeah. Also that
difficult to not.
So where are we putting him? I think C.
That's low.
No, it's. I think it's also low, but I feel like by putting in the Mogwai itself without the, I mean, I can see the whole list. Like, I don't know. I don't want to include. I don't want to ding him too heavily for something that he is not.
He's like not necessarily in control of. You're.
And
in
we
got to
think best
it.
Case scenario is that he's dry as a bone the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, if you follow the rules. He's like a little guy. He's like a sentient
too
little guy
rules,
who's walking
though.
Around.
Too
there's
many
only
rules.
There's only two rules.
They're like intense rules, though.
Yeah.
Just keep him in
what
a little
box.
What if
he gets into some snacks after midnight?
He doesn't do that. He's nice.
I mean, okay. he would eat something if you gave it to him, right?
He's well behaved.
All right.
The rest of them are crazy.
I'm putting him at C.
I think I probably like
this is
there's
average.
Also, there's also like troublemaker Mogwai as well.
Okay.
Because you meet them later.
Doesn't this just said one. Nice gremlin?
Yeah,
I'd probably go at the lowest.
I guess if we're talking Gizmo is like A, but the Mogwai in general maybe would be lower.
Okay. I think I go lowest. I go to B is because they really are a prototypical little guy. Like
they are very cute.
They pop up pretty easily.
I like his little belly. He's pretty cute.
Yeah,
I'm still going C though. Too much trouble. Too much work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, speaking of that.
Evil gremlins.
Evil gremlins are going low. Evil yeah. gremlin. They're in tough shape there. I mean, they get into some funny antics.
They're funny. Yeah.
Some of them have like powers in the side. Again, this is all going off the second one, which I'm including as part of sort of gremlin canon.
But see, sure. The problem with the second one is also like, well, now we're into a thing that is a real mythological creature too. Gremlins. Like there's gremlins from gremlins and then there's like actual gremlins.
That's true.
Not actual. You know yeah. what I mean?
If we're, talking, about like the
folklore gremlin,
talking about like
the
lady
concept
gremlin.
Concept of gremlin.
Yeah.
Lady gremlin. What are you ranking her?
Hubba hubba.
And see, that's where I get into
it. You're talking salad gremlin.
Yeah.
You know, low. The vegetable gremlin. But he's the fucking same. He comes out of the salad bar and kills a guy. That's a tough way to go down.
I think here's where like
I'd
my wife says to
that.
Eat a salad. It'll be healthy, she says. And meanwhile, he's getting like stabbed by the salad
I'd
gremlin.
Be at peace with that. It would be better to be killed by a gremlin that came out of a burger. Something like that.
Burger gremlin. Look out.
Look out.
There's the bell. There's like the bat gremlin.
That's what they call me when I go into Shake Shack.
Yeah.
The burger gremlin.
Well, the mix of things that they make out of, because like it's Christopher Lee is like, this is all like, there's like Trump Tower, right? But they have all these crazy divisions for this company. That's what it is. The guy's supposed to be like Trump, obviously before everything. This is like 1992 or something. But, they have like the science division and it's Christopher Lee.
Yep.
And these two like twins who are scientists, the guys who play the in Terminator 2, you know, when like the security guard at the mental hospital that she's in.
Companies in 90s.
And
movies.
One of them like is the T-1000 and he gets him in the eye with the finger with the knife. It's good. But anyway, they do that because they're twins. It's not like effects for a lot of it, apparently. But
I was just going to say, companies in 90s movies love to have a science division.
Yeah.
They really love to be in Trump Tower and be the whole
it's just
thing.
Like, so like in this office building in Midtown, they're like experimenting on these gremlins and making them into like, there's one that's a bat. There's one that's is like really smart and becomes like a talk show host. There's one that has the power of electricity, which is, as I said before, basically a god. Like it's like insane. And then there's one that's vegetables.
So where are you ranking
and
them?
A spider.
We should be thankful.
We only got 40 minutes for this. Yeah, we have true. So many of that's these.
True. Thank God Paw Patrol isn't on this shit. Okay. I think part of it though, for the rankings I have to think about is like, does it require that I am the one taking care of it? Or is it just in
the concept
existing
of,
in a vacuum?
Yeah.
If I don't have to deal with the shit, I think I would love a gremlin. I love to watch him fuck around.
Do you want it around you? I think. Do you want it around you? Not necessarily it's your pet, but like it's in your vicinity a lot.
Then I probably don't want a gremlin. I have so much electronics, which is like what they do. I'm thinking mythological gremlins here.
There's one that's like goofy with cross eyes and he's not really as malicious as the rest of them.
I agree with what Eli's saying though, of like the concept of a gremlin is basically something that like fucks your shit up.
It fucks with machines.
I don't think you want a gremlin around.
Yeah.
Like a lore gremlin is something that fucks with like mechanical shit and breaks it.
Is that true? It's just mechanical stuff?
I believe
stuff?
So. All right. It's a specialty of theirs. I'll check,
I'm going F on this, I think. I think this is the worst little guy.
I mean, I don't want to. Do you want to encounter one?
Look at the rest of this list. Like that is, evil gremlin, worst thing on here. I think, far and away.
Pretty low.
Pretty low.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I can even give any little guy an F.
All right.
I feel like I give it like a D.
Okay, we're 25% of the way through this episode, and we've gotten through 1.5 of these.
Okay, next. Snoopy.
Where do you rank Evil Gremlin?
I'll go D as well.
D? Okay. Snoopy.
Yeah. We'll only say because it's relevant. A gremlin is a mischievous folklore creature invented at the beginning of the 20th century to originally explain malfunctions in aircraft and later in other machinery processes and their operators.
Yeah, I can't be having one of those around me. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Get one of those in the hospital? Big problem.
Ooh, huge problem.
All right. Snoopy. Fucking S tier, dude.
He's
the little guy. He's
Joe Cool.
There's an entire fucking...
He is Joe Cool.
Yeah, he has multiple personalities. They're all great little guys. There's an entire industry of like fashion.
I think he's S tier. I think he's one of culture's preeminent little guys.
The only way I would actually change that is if Snoopy is A tier and Woodstock is S tier.
Yeah, Woodstock is good.
Woodstock is S tier.
Woodstock S tier, I agree as well. I think they're tied though. I think they're both great little guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Sleeping on top of that house.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes they can cause some aggravation every once in a while, but it's usually all in good fun. It's usually not malicious.
I'm just saying, like, Woodstock not being S tier, that's like zeroing a scale for me. Like, your weight is off if he's not S tier. Spuds McKenzie.
S. Unanimous S.
Spuds McKenzie is weird because he's not that little of a guy, but I guess he is.
I guess, are you going off majority rule for the list? Okay, that makes sense.
Spuds McKenzie like single-handedly led to the rise of Bud Light.
Yeah.
Single pause.
Is that a legacy that we should be applauding?
Well, not anymore.
Because
they went woke.
If they just kept Spuds McKenzie, everything would have been fine. We don't know his political opinions.
I think he's a cool guy.
I think he's cool.
I see those dogs. I see those, what are they, bull terriers walking around every once in a while? They're pretty cool guys.
I'm torn between A and B. Mm.
Oh, I wouldn't go A for sure. I'd put him B.
B. Okay, I'm going B.
I'm fine with B.
Yeah,
he's cool, but like I don't know, live action spokes guy.
He's got babes. He's got bitches.
He's got bitches.
No bitches for Spuds McKenzie. Yeah,
Megamind blown out trying to drop that one on Spuds McKenzie.
Yeah,
two bikini babes answer the fucking door. It's like, all right,
it's over.
Get out of here. Tom and Jerry. Okay, well, Tom's not part of this. Wait, no. Yeah, Tom's the
Tom's
cat.
Too big.
Tom's not, and not only that, but his whole existence is trying to.
He's anti little guy. Yeah,
Jerry. I feel like I'm gonna end up like it's gonna be hard. But Jerry is like real S tier shit for me. He's doing everything right.
I think. Simply because I am maybe a little more sympathetic to cats than you, I'm going to go A for Jerry. He's a pretty ingenious little guy. But, you know, it is like
some weird shit, though.
It is perpetuating a cycle of violence, you know?
Jerry is? Jerry's not defending himself. Shit.
He's standing his ground.
It just...
Tom's the one who's setting up a fucking axe over a doorway. Jerry's just flipping it on him.
I don't know. I guess that's true. It's mostly just fully in defense. It's usually using Tom's weapons against him.
Like, that's going to, like, pulverize.
Yeah. It's going to, like, explode him.
Tom's going to have to, like, dive on him and, like, make sure to keep all the gore from, like, running into the floorboards.
Well, it's just a bad strategy. I mean, it's like, you know, it's like...
Can't lose the blood.
Yeah, he's just going to have to lick him off the off the floor.
Tom's fucked up, man.
Tom is fucked up. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm going to go Jerry A.
Yeah, I'll go Jerry S.
Upgrade to Jerry.
You're the deciding vote here.
Yeah, I'll go.
He's as good as Snoopy and Woodstock?
Yes.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, he fucking runs around.
I'll go with an A, although it's tough.
He can hang out in a fucking wheel of cheese. He makes, I know he ate a cheese.
Yeah. Have you seen that picture?
Now that I think, I'm thinking more of it. No, sitting I think.
In a guy, he's taking a nap in the hole in a Swiss cheese.
When he eats the cheese and looks like a cheese.
Yeah. When he eats a grape.
It's so good. Okay.
And he looks like a grape.
You've convinced me he's S tier.
Plus he makes Tom yell. The only noise they make, and it's like the yell of a man yelling.
Dude, and when he...
You've convinced me with he eats the food and then he becomes the shape of the food. Yeah. That's an S tier quality.
Tom and Jerry, like, legitimately just rules. It's such a good show. I call it a show, not even a cartoon.
They should bring it back.
My favorite
show. It's my favorite TV show is Tom and Jerry.
Prestige TV.
Yeah.
A gnome.
Next on the list, a gnome.
Huh?
S.
Tom's, oh, Jerry's S.
Tom's
Tom is
little
disqualified.
Guy. Tom's
out. Said Tom is not part of this. I mean, I guess if you had to put him on here, he'd be F, but he doesn't even
He's
qualify.
He's antagonistic. He's the yeah. opposite.
He's a big guy.
Yeah. He's anti-little guy. Shelby is really
Shelby
fighting
is trying
for this.
To put his Shelby thumb loves on the Tom, scale dude. For Tom here.
Sorry. Nope.
Tom's, he uses Jerry to roll a cigarette. That's not something nice to do to somebody.
You can't, that's fucked up, man.
Yeah. A gnome?
A gnome.
I
don't know. What do gnomes, like, do?
They're
they
fucking...
They garden!
Yeah.
I like them. No. I'm gonna go B for gnome. I'm gonna go B.
I would almost go F for gnome. I really don't like gnomes.
We're talking David here? Is David...
I don't know the I don't know what David's whole fucking
we
deal
can't
is.
Talk... We can't get into that.
So... I did some more research.
Stop
on
trying
this.
To steer the boat deck into choppy water.
Yeah, I don't know. I do like a bee for a gnome, I think.
They're nice. So they grow plants.
They're harmless.
I don't know where this gardening shit is. Like, they're in gardens. But I don't know. I don't like they're freaky and they're weird and I don't like them.
Do we have dwarves on there?
People use it to prank people on the internet.
Gnomes?
Yeah, you get gnomed.
What's the gnome prank?
You trick somebody into looking into a video and then a gnome pops up and he's like, you got gnomed. Shelby, this is true. You can find it on YouTube. Because you got gnomes.
You could be making this up.
I'm going B. Going B. Patty, you're also going B, right?
Yeah, so what are we at? How is this working? Are we averaging
majority.
Them out? Oh, it's majority.
Majority rule. Okay. So Eli silenced.
Okay. All right. Enjoy your gnomes. Have fun with
I
them.
Would if I had one. I don't have a garden, though. So.
Gnomeo and Juliet.
Fucking.
When
rip
in
the
gnome.
Souls off
when
your shoes and shit.
Is that one? When in gnome from
it
that series?
Be.
When they're just eating pasta.
Yeah.
Right. The gnome and empire. Okay, Mr. Owl.
Mr. Owl is a Tootsie Pop Owl, right?
The fall of gnome. The sack of gnome.
He fiddled while gnome burned.
Yeah. So stupid.
Emperor Gnomo. Near whatever.
It's Nero, but with a G before it.
Yeah.
Emperor Nero.
Mr. Owl sucks, I think.
Yeah, Mr. Owl is a nerd.
Wait, he's a Tootsie Roll Pop guy.
Yeah, I don't like him.
He's not a nerd. He's not following the rules at all. He eats it before he's supposed to.
He
I like
takes
him.
His.
He, does, he is a rebel. He does
steals
eat,
the.
But he's smug about it.
Tootsie Pop from the kid?
Yeah.
Am I supposed to care about that, though? Really?
And then I mean, he's I a love, hypocrite. Like, he's telling you it's like it's knowledge. But
it's
he
way more
the rules.
Than three licks. It's way more than
it's
three
so
licks.
So many more. He's doing misinformation.
I mean,
and
I just,
can't allow
I
that.
Think I just like owls with graduation hats.
I do
a lot.
Like that. That's I don't fair. Know where that came from, but I'm happy that it's.
Yeah, why just go middle. That? They're wise. They have big eyes.
They're wise. They can turn their.
They're
head
wise because
the
of the
around.
Chips.
They're wise because of the chips. The chips actually started that in folklore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're wise because of the bad chips.
The chips are like, they still
the
make
chips
these?
Chips are fine.
They're, like,
they're fine,
always
but,
taste
they're,
stale.
But they're like, they still make these?
Well, the problem is they probably are stale because...
You only get them on like a bus.
I feel like it's or like a grandparent situation. Yeah, like the Wise, like the Cheetos, but they're Wise brand.
Mm.
Yeah, well, Cheetos got a good main brand, which we'll get to later on this list.
All right, so Mr. Owl.
Mr. Owl, I'll just go
FM.
C because I just don't
C.
know.
I think C. I think
here.
C because I do like it because of the graduation.
C's fair.
We're going C. Okay, Geico Yoda.
Lizard.
Oh, Geico Lizard next. Geico
I mean, Gecko. F. I'm not going to support.
F.
He's a fucking.
Get him out of here.
Trying to sell me insurance.
No,
and
Andy
shit.
Has an Australian accent, which
I like,
don't
like. Look, I'll tell him, I would tell him that if you separate yourself from the conglomerate of Geico.
You have to have enough money
I'm
by
in,
now.
But I'm not
going
to. Yeah.
He's got to be know. Able to retire. Why is he still doing those commercials? He's got to be rich.
Also, Geico is like government employee. It's such a boring acronym. Though I'll give him 1 point because I learned to drive in their parking lot. So
that's his D.
F.
He's an F.
No, that's just a feel good point. Yeah. As an individual, like removed from the corporations, he's cool. But until he severs that tie, I'm not going to talk to
him. Not going to support it. Yoda.
Oh, that's up there. I mean, he's great. Probably.
He is like.
I feel like we're giving out a lot of S's, but that's.
Put him in a little backpack.
Yeah. And he also is like. I feel like he was like a really seminal little guy. Like he was a really important in the development of like critters in modern culture, you know?
Plus now he goes back for more olive.
He goes back for more olive.
It's good. Yeah. The good thing about him is that he's like the wise master, but he's also like a nasty little like frog man.
Right.
You know,
like he's still like kind of funny and weird.
He's eating gross stuff. And you know, he's just
a freak, dude.
Yeah.
When he gets like blasted off something and he like screams. It's good.
It is yeah. When scream. Yoda gets shot.
Where, he gets like blasted out of a cannon. What happens to him?
Sniper took out Yoda.
Yoda gets shot out of a cannon.
Yeah. There's just a scene of him like flying through the air. I can't remember
well,
why.
He's flipping around. He's not flying.
No, there's like a part where he gets like launched.
I don't know.
I think there is. It's in the. It's when you first meet him when they're like oh, on the yeah, on the okay, worm okay, planet yeah, or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, they're on the worm planet. They're in Dagobah.
They're always on the they're fucking the worm system. Planet.
Every fucking Star Wars planet is a worm planet. Yeah. I don't know.
All Star Wars is like. It turns out every other planet sucks. It's all yeah. like they're never on the fucking. They're always on like. Oh, we're in the bat planet or some shit. Fucking.
This God. Guy's a tough customer. I call him Darth Crumbo.
That's just Kermit now. Yeah, Space why are you Kermit?
That's George Lucas.
Oh. Okay, yeah, fair. But the, yeah, I think Yoda's S tier. I think he's good.
Yeah, it's hard to argue that. Yeah. Baby Yoda's like
this one's gonna
sparkling
be.
S.
Yeah, he's powerful.
Perfect, yeah, that's the thing S. is like this just says Yoda. I think both regular Yoda and Baby Yoda. Yeah.
Baby, Yoda, Baby fair, Yoda. Baby Yoda was it's hard to overstate how important Baby yeah. Yoda was during
Baby
that
Yoda
dark time.
Fucking global elite S yeah. rank.
You can't argue with Werner Herzog. You know, yeah. like yeah. if even his he heart is melted.
Baby. I want to see the baby.
Let me see the child.
I mean, Baby Yoda, like, benefited from, like, being a very dark time.
He benefited
nice
from
thing.
Nepotism.
Yeah. Yeah. Where it's the same, but it was the same as, like, Ted Lasso, only, like, Ted yeah. Lasso, like, they made more seasons that were, I mean, I guess they did Mandalorian, too, but Baby Yoda's star never, you know, the
you know,
bloom never
still
came
burns
off the rose.
Bright. Yeah.
Yeah. Ted Lasso season, like, season three of Ted Lasso is like, we're going to finish this. It's yeah, like, we're like grimly getting through it. Yeah. That's kind of where I'm at on that.
All right. Next one up, Dancing Chinese Frog, which is the frog that looks like it has payas.
Yeah. So it's a frog mascot. And he dances. It's on the internet. We'll post it. We've been putting it in our group chat for a long time.
He goes the hell off.
He goes the fuck off so hard dancing. And it's too like, a bunch of percussion instruments. It's like people playing drums in a circle, and then he's going insane. He's waving his payas around. Mm-hmm. He's just like really feeling it.
He's in like it's like an inflated costume, right? So yeah. it's like somebody in one of those like little inflated suits,
and I guess
moving this, very severely.
I guess this is a thing in China where people dress up as that, and they sell like little frog balloons, and that's like what you wear when you sell them.
Okay.
And there's also a meme where if you salute one, it has to like. Click its heels together and salute you.
Oh.
And, that's less charming in China, but
I don't know. I think it's nice. It's not as nice as dancing though. So, yeah.
So this is like their like Spider-Man in Times Square type situation.
I think so. Yeah.
No, it's just literally their Spider-Man.
I love
across the dancing
it's
frog.
It's their anti-Semitic Elmo.
I love this guy, but obviously he doesn't have the longevity.
It's just like across the Spider-Verse and it's all Spider-Man and then there's one frog with payas. Like, what?
Get him in there.
Sure.
Yeah, so sorry, you were saying.
I think he's great. I just don't think he has like the longevity for an wow. S, but like I think he's an A.
I have questions about his little guy qualifications.
He's man sized.
Which are going to cause a lot of
waves.
He
is man sized. I think he counts though, just in spirit.
Yeah, like it's a question of like obviously Mondo mascots, but it's like is the Toronto Raptors mascot a little guy? Like I think yes, sort of, but I think you're in the category, but I don't like if you were ever to get a really high rating, I would be like, I don't think, you know,
he doesn't typify the form.
Yeah.
The way that I think you would want with like an S, but he's great.
It's like when one
I
of those
really
like it's
him.
Like one of those like sort of funny dramas wins like best comedy.
Right.
It's like you're not really.
You're kind of. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, give him a B.
OK, I'm going A. I just really enjoy him. But I think a B is respectable.
Yeah, I think a B is too big. B for big.
Okay, B for big. Fair enough.
One-armed Chinese monkey.
One-armed Chinese monkey.
This is Yappy? No, my friend Yappy?
I don't know the name.
No, it's the little...
The monkey.
He has a name. It's not Yappy, I don't think.
This is an Instagram account's named Yappy. Well, regardless.
Shelby, this is the Instagram monkey, the one that like turns down certain things. And
it has... he's friends with Grandma?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We like this guy.
He's good. His name's Zing Zing, I think.
Well, the one-armed monkey I follow on Instagram is called Yappy 1217.
There's too many monkeys.
Yeah.
Is it this guy? This is who we're talking about.
Oh no.
Different
I'm
guy.
About a different one. On
Show
Monkey.
Me yours. Oh this yeah. This is who we're. This is who we're talking
yes,
about.
Yes, that's who I'm talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. Eli follows like a little spider monkey. This is a Tibetan macaque.
They don't always have. I think my guy's better. I'm just gonna see it because he's smaller.
Wow.
No.
So it's not always, and sometimes not the one with one arm, but. They're little and he clings on to stuff.
Ching Ching Monkey, he's like a little like blob. He's like a little circle. And you feed him peanuts and he takes them in
that's
his hands.
That's what's huge about. Yeah, that's what's huge
I think you guys are going to be somewhat blown away when you see Yappy. I'm just trying to find make sure there's not always just Yappy on here. So I got to find one to make sure it's the one
I don't know, man. I don't think you've looked at this guy enough to well, I'm trying to really
find Yappy. Hold on. You haven't looked at shit yet. So let's all calm down.
Look at this fucking guy. He's going to eat a berry.
God damn it.
Grandma's
just, yeah, really, and just ball shaped.
He is a circle. He is a circular little guy. And he looks like he has like Ewok energy where he looks like young and old at the same time. You know, look at him.
I'm trying to find. Yep.
Look at him eating an apricot with
that's
his one
good,
arm.
But I mean, look at these guys as well. Wait, he got off the chain. See the little guy on the chain and then. That's not the one with one arm, but there is one with one arm. Oh, here he is.
Okay, he's good too.
Wait, that's big. Why are there so many one-armed monkeys? What's going on?
They've all been punished.
Bunch of traps around there.
They're thieves.
Yeah. That guy's good there too.
The monkeys have Hammurabi's code. People don't know that.
Yeah, other monkeys did it to them.
Yeah. I see. The thing is, like, all these one-armed monkeys. I like them, but I'm also like, there is an undercurrent of worry about them, of concern. You know?
I also think they're like a baseline. Like a monkey is such a baseline cute animal. One arm, you know, jumps it up a little bit. But
he's a circle.
Is that SpawnCon? Can you go back up?
It's not. Oh,
okay.
It's
I thought it was like getting like, check out these boots I got for this monkey.
We're talking about.
I give him an A. I feel like A's are going out like goddamn.
I don't know. I'm torn between an A and a B just because I do worry. I'm like, is this animal being mistreated? You know? It's sort of the same problem
as... He doesn't even like apricots.
It's sort of the same problem as Spuds McKenzie. I'm like, how's his life, you know?
I think he has
Spuds McKenzie's life
wearing
is...
wearing sunglasses surrounded by babes.
Yeah.
We don't even know if he likes human babes.
Everyone likes
he
babes.
He looks like he likes them. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I go a B or an A.
I'm going B. Yeah, I'm B. Going B.
It's just not, there's not an...
Go B. Okay. Find the B.
What's next?
Lil Bub, R.I.P.
Lil Bub, R.I.P. Same problem.
I just don't want to rank him because he's dead. And they don't want to...
Out of respect.
Yeah.
He's in the R.I.P. tier. We miss him.
R.I.P. tier.
Okay.
You know?
R.I.P. tier.
Lil Bub is in the In Memoriam segment.
Yeah.
We're not going to... He's not in running.
Throat
in
slash.
Running.
We're not going to, right. Throat slash. Lil Bub, throat slash. That's political assassination, actually.
Pancaked by dump truck.
Lil Bub.
We miss him.
Yeah.
I'll have to show how they Lil died. Lil Bub,
blunt force trauma. Double tap. Execution style.
Yep. Budweiser Frogs.
Budweiser Frogs. Look, these guys are pretty huge.
Frogs, this is, I think, besides Chinese frog, our only frog representation on the list.
Yeah.
Which I frogs are like so, the first little guy that we were talking about in our group
was
chat was
that
a frog
figure that you have.
Oh yeah, guy. What about that guy?
Yeah, so
he's
like
pretty high up.
I feel like almost other frogs I would put higher than the Budweiser frogs, but the Budweiser frogs are very good.
If they're what we have, I feel like
let me look at them.
Like
again.
A lifetime
I
feel like achievement I'm award
gonna,
for frogs.
Well, it's majority it's majority based, so I feel like it might not matter. But I'm really you may be disappointed. I'm gonna
he's
just
down
absolutely
on these frogs.
Mark these guys.
Yeah, you don't like them.
They're not little like they're anatomically normal frogs that are.
Frogs are little guys, though.
Yeah, but they don't do anything except say Budweiser, and that's
and
hanging
honestly,
out on a beer.
I'm looking at them, and they're like not the greatest example of a frog. I think I might go C on them now that I'm looking at them.
I feel like you're very generous. C is I'd go D if not F on the Budweiser frogs.
Wow,
this is rough. I'm gonna go C if that's where we're at here. I'm going.
If you're
C.
gonna help, yeah. Sorry, man.
They're on this like they're next to this like Budweiser swamp bar.
They also like
I'd go to that bar.
Their legacy is tarnished by people doing that, you know?
Budweiser.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And like
they just have no traits.
They have no traits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I think they're nice.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Eli needs to bring this energy to his letterboxed ratings.
My three letterboxed ratings, Dune, The Imitation Game, and Batman.
Next on the list, a personal.
Yeah, we're not, what the fuck are you trying to do?
We can't rank Liza. We can't rank Liza.
Yeah, this is a challenge.
It's not right. Yeah. It's not right. Let's go next, Fraggle Rock.
Look, she's S. We all know this.
Yeah. I don't know shit about Fraggle Rock, man.
Fraggle Rock is sweet. They're all really small.
They're definitely little guys.
They're like soda can sized, I would say. Maybe even smaller.
I was confused for a long time if it was like a cereal or not. But
it does sound like it would be a cereal.
They live in your house. You don't even know they're in
my house
and they're underneath.
In I thought my they lived house. In
fucking Fraggle Rock.
Well, they do, but like there's like a way to get into your house.
Oh fuck that!
They have like a little area they can come through, and
I'll fill that shit with insulation.
Because every episode starts with. First of all, there's an uncle. One of their Red's uncle is out there exploring the world. He sends postcards. He's got like a pith helmet on and stuff. But also, every episode starts with, or at least the original series started with like a guy in the workshop with his dog, Sprocket. And he's like, what are you barking at, Sprocket? And then it would kind of go through and you'd see the
dog would ragdoll a Fraggle.
It would not be good for them.
Shake it until it's dead in its mouth.
I don't think the Fraggles are that cute. They are like very much little guys.
This
though.
Is painful.
I don't know what the fuck is going on. I gotta look.
No affinity for Fraggles here.
Not really. Tough. Out of respect for how much they Everyone's define the category, I will go B, but I feel like that's generous.
Everyone's too young.
They're annoying.
That might be true.
They look annoying to me.
They look annoying. Exactly.
Is Fraggle Rock Jim Henson?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then because I was gonna be like, these are like bad Muppet knockoffs, but they're Jim
They're
Henson.
Not as good as a lot of other Muppets to me. I will say that. Which is why I'm giving them a B.
But I also feel like I think
the Gorgs, they have the great trash pile.
I think they're suffering from the fact that like everybody made puppets to try to look like Jim Henson Muppets. But when these came out, I could totally understand why they were like top
notch. You had to be there.
What do you think about these guys? The guys that they fuck with, because
trash guys.
All these guys do is try to build, and the Fraggles just eat their little buildings. So this is like their stuff.
What are they called? The doozers.
They work all day.
I think I might put doozers higher than Fraggles.
And the Fraggles are great. The Fraggles like eat their little buildings. Like,
I might go doozers A, Fraggles C.
Doozers are littler than Fraggles.
Right. Yeah.
And they're cool.
And they're cuter, I think.
They're like bug sized. If Fraggles are like soda can sized, the doozers are like, they're like a big bug.
I'm going doozers A, Fraggles C.
I feel like I almost have to abstain, but you also didn't know Fraggle Rock. So yeah, I'd probably agree with that.
Okay.
And
sorry, Patty.
I'll give Fraggles a B.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna go Fraggles A.
Consensus. I guess we gotta go B.
If it's A B C, it's B.
I would go Doozers A as well.
Okay, so. Doozers A, Fraggles B. Charmin Bear who can't wipe his ass.
I like this one a lot, man. I'm glad he's in here. It's good to see him.
F minus.
Good to see you.
I think it's got to be an S. You know he's got shit on him, but come on.
F minus. That's great. Get him out of here.
It's not even that hard.
He's an F. I'm sorry.
F. I don't want to be reminded of this. I hate it. I hate the campaign.
I don't know. It's kind of clever. A bear shitting in the woods. Get it?
No, I
get
understand.
It? Yeah, but he's having trouble, but what is he supposed to do? And if he ever learns to wipe, the whole
tell me about it. That's for sure. Leave me out of it.
Yeah,
you're the one in the woods.
Where are the parents?
It's personal business.
They're right there. They're helping him.
Why is it my problem then?
It's not your problem. You're in the woods.
They're doing
their own stuff.
Why do they have the bear look at the camera and say, "Help me"?
Yeah.
You, the viewer.
He's cute, but I just gotta go. F. He's got shit on him.
I like him. S.
So we have two Fs and an S. What does that get us to? Like
you both, you gave him an F?
I was immediate
fucking
F.
Problem?
We're going majority rules.
Jesus.
Well, just to note that there was controversy. Pillsbury Doughboy. I don't like this guy. I'm going What's D. I don't like him.
I think he's pretty good.
D is like the lowest rating you've given anything, isn't it?
No, I just gave the Charmin Bear an F.
Yeah, but you guys are wrong on that.
I think I could maybe go C. I don't know. He just like creeps me out. He creeps me out.
You poke him and he's like,
Yeah, I don't like that.
Okay.
I don't care for that.
He helps you make crescent rolls.
I don't give him any help.
I give him an A. I could see a B, but probably an A.
I know I'm going to be in the minority here. I just don't.
How big is he? He's like a soda can too, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'd imagine he's probably the size of the can of biscuits or whatever.
No, yeah. I remember seeing him with like a rolling pin and getting poked, and he's like about the size of a soda can.
You like entomb him in the tin of things.
That's a weird Great British Bake Off episode where they do that.
Yeah.
The tomb of the doughboy.
You must encase Poppin' Fresh in his own bread tomb. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't like him. Sorry.
He's cuter. I will say he's a lot cuter in the old commercials. I feel like he really suffered when moved away from practical effects.
That might be
like,
what I'm thinking.
He got like, they made him like less puffy and more like
if
human-ish.
He was like clay, I think I'd be more on board with
him. Yeah, he was really puffy early on. Yeah. I think that's when I developed my love for the Pillsbury Doughboy.
I mean, yeah. The guy I think of with this is the... we're talking about commercial mascots. Is the I think it's Snuggly Bear. It's like I don't think it's a product.
The
that thing's so scary.
Yeah, it's scary.
You
I
think
don't
he's
like
scary?
Him.
Yeah, his noises are so fucked.
Not scary, but like I don't like him for the same reasons I don't like Poppin' Fresh. Also, if you're given Geico shit, why is this spokesperson okay with you?
Oh,
and I Charmin is.
Because
I guess
Pillsbury
car
is like old enough and. When you're advertising, I mean, I guess they have a lot of cookies and stuff, but I think of it as like flour and it's like.
Well, we've also beer, bread. Those are things that give us joy. Yeah, auto insurance does not give us joy.
Yeah. You know.
What are you looking up?
Snuggle Bear on Instagram.
He's
awful, dude. He's like really bad.
I don't think he's that bad, but I don't like him either.
His eyes are really scary.
I don't love this incarnation. I'm thinking about the commercials from when I was a kid.
He's like
the old ones are even scarier. His eyes are bad and his noises are bad.
I guess we disagree.
He's like Paddington's shitty cousin. Like he comes over from across the pond and is like fucking everything up.
Yeah. Well, like Paddington's dirty from Paddington has those
if they
weird
have ranch
from darkest Peru. That's such a weird part of Paddington's lore.
Like, don't worry about it.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
What do you think of this one? He's got real eyes. Is that better?
That's what he basically always looks like.
I don't
to
like
me.
Him. Well, where are you guys ranking Poppin' Fresh?
I'd go.
Is his name Poppin' Fresh and not the Pillsbury Doughboy?
He's both, I believe.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember. I think B or A. Probably A.
Wow.
B.
B? I'm going to go B then because, I don't know, don't like him. Mm. Energizer Bunny.
Snuggle Bear, F.
Yeah, with Snuggle Bear, whatever.
Snuggle Bear, F.
What about a...
Etch it into stone from the mount.
Energizer Bunny. This is kind of a nothing thing
for me.
Kind of nothing, yeah. I'm going D.
D, yeah.
Yeah,
not an F. I don't hate it.
I don't hate it, but I don't love it.
Yeah.
Pokemon playing saxophone. I believe you're thinking of Squirtle.
Skip Yuan. Yeah. Skip Chester.
Oh, Chester Cheetah. Chester Cheetah.
He's not a little guy at all. He's kind of a malicious figure. He's big in some of the commercials.
He is small.
He's human sized in some commercials.
I don't know.
He's just a malicious energy figure. He's not.
I kind of like him.
He's cool. He's got sunglasses.
Yeah, but this is a different category. Like, I feel like little guy's getting very muddy. That's not the energy of a little guy. He's like driving hot rods and stuff, you know?
I mean, Spud McKenzie,
like
kind of the same vibe, don't you think?
He's like Rat Fink.
Yeah, he's like a like Rat Fink.
But I like Rat Fink.
Rat Fink's a pretty good little guy.
Yeah. Where do you rank Rat Fink?
But Chester Cheetah just is like not, he's too like slinky and long.
He is a little long.
He's a little slinky. I agree with that.
Yeah.
I want to know where Rat Fink is though.
Rat Fink's like pretty high for me. The original Rat Fink is probably like A.
He's,
possibly S.
It's so funny that you think the fabric softener bear is scary and you're like Rat Fink.
Rat Fink is cool.
That guy's cool.
I would put
Wolf
Rat
in sheep's clothing. Dude.
I would put Rat Fink at a B, I think.
I'd give it probably an A.
Wow. You're just handing out A's. This is great inflation going on.
Chester Cheetah is not an A.
Probably like a C.
Chester Cheetah's a D, if not an
A. I'm going C, Chester Cheetah. Just because he doesn't really fit the
brief. Do we have all the ratings right? I feel like I've given a pretty good spectrum of ratings out. Trying to spread the wealth.
Yeah, Rat Fink's pretty cool. Man.
Rat Fink is cool. I think I'm going to go... I think I'm going to go B.
Was he like in comics or was he just like a guy that got drawn?
No, he was like a signature character by, what's the guy's name?
Ed Roth.
Yeah.
But like, what did he do?
He was like a t-shirt guy more than anything, I thought. Like tattoo t-shirt, motorcycle culture,
hot rod
culture.
I think because he didn't do anything,
culture.
I can't go A, but he's cool.
He's like a Sailor Jerry type situation.
Yeah.
He has interest though. You know what he's into. Hot rods, baby. Don't hauling ass.
That's for sure.
B. I mean, original little guy hauling ass. Right for Radford.
Looking at babes? Is he looking
no,
at babes?
No, I don't think
well?
So. I think he's no. just cars.
I think, yeah.
He's kind of doing cars. Like a Tex Avery face a little bit.
But yeah, but not, he does that face when he sees hot rods.
Yeah. yeah, I do like a B for Radford, yeah. I think.
And then the last, at least of the original list.
I have one here. I want to add at the end.
Yeah, okay. There's one. This is a specific little clip that Shelby sent us. It was of a Squirtle from the Squirtle Squad playing saxophone. I mean, we could go. The problem with Pokemon is like that is little
playing
guys
that like Moldovan Eurovision saxophone solo.
I mean, I think Squirtle is S.
A Squirtle Squad would take Eurovision. It would just be over.
It'd be like ABBA too.
Yeah. Just
that. Yeah. Will never not be insane to me
that they were Eurovision.
Yeah, that you're like it's like okay, well we got a chance this year, and they just come out. It's like, are you fucking kidding me?
This is over.
Hit after hit after hit.
Man,
these are fully formed. This is fucked.
I went through an ABBA phase this summer, and like, god damn, they have songs. They have fucking jams. Mm. They are so good.
Yeah.
ABBA fucking rules.
Yeah. Gimme, Gimme, Gimme is a real. That's
oh my God,
that's,
it's
that's
so
been
good.
A late breaking one, I feel like. That's been everywhere recently, but it was not for a long time.
It was people were using it on TikTok a lot. Mm, so, like, it starts with a fucking amazing, like, cool guitar solo that, like, it's what a good song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talking about getting horny while watching Conan, so good.
Yeah.
Just talking about just sitting watching The Late Show, wishing a guy would
come
over.
The Late Show.
Very good. Anyway.
Squirtle Squad. Look, I mean, I'm gonna.
I
go
say
out.
Squirtle in any way he's set up is an S.
Yeah, because we could just do this with Pokemon all day, and it would be a lot of S's.
I think he is really as a representative from Pokemon Nation. He is one of the best ones, and especially sunglasses and saxophone. He's an S. He's absolutely.
I mean, yeah, and like Pikachu would be like insulting to even include on a list.
Yeah, it's he
like,
transcends.
Yeah, yeah,
No, I think Squirtle S. Yeah. Who did you wanna add?
Jim Broadbent, the dad from the bar.
No, F. Don't do this. Don't bring him up.
Just think about him. Think about him. What if he was right there?
I don't like thinking about him.
What if he was just standing right there? What
take
if he
his was head there? Off with a BB gun.
His horrible little family.
Freaking Eli out by going, hey, look over there. It's Jim Broadbent.
So he's an F.
Yeah, get rid of him, dude.
He's an F. Why is he so dirty?
Yeah. Why is his hair like that?
Dunk him in a sink.
Clean him like a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Dunk him in a sink. Is
fix his hair, fix his life.
Grabbing him by his little lapels and just dunking him underwater. Where'd you come from?
Get out of here.
What did you borrow?
Put his ass in a giant
give
peach
it back.
And smash it with a hammer.
Get him out of here.
Tom Felton.
That's his name?
I don't know. I don't know why that shows up there.
I don't know. That's just a name of I thought of.
No. That's right, because it's like Draco Malfoy was in the Bar Wars as well.
Oh,
he was one
that's
of the kids.
He is, yeah.
Yeah. F, obviously, awful.
This is Eli if the Bar Wars were around.
Yeah.
John Goodman.
Dude.
John Goodman being so frazzled.
Jim
Broadbent, Eli.
Him in the Bar Wars is not an F. It's like a kill order. Like, like bounty. Remove. Yeah, as far as people I wanted to add, I just felt like you got to throw in a couple. They're like, obviously, there's a million Pokemon, but I was like, if we're going to put in Squirtle, get him out of here.
Just turning his phone to show us pictures of Jim Broadbent.
Check us out.
Yeah. I'd like, there's just other Pokemon I'd like to get, you know, people to consider.
Let's get a few.
I mean, Gengar is like, I love Gengar.
Big Gengar guy.
Coughing is underrated and great.
Coughing is cool.
Coughing is so, he looks like he's having such a fucking good time all the time. Yeah, Coughing Gengar.
He's smoking that loud.
Yeah.
I'm a Bulbasaur guy.
I don't think you can improve on Squirtle. I think he's my favorite one.
Charmander's cool, but there's fire on him, so that seems like that would be complex.
Can't cuddle him. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, but for the OGs, yeah, Gengar is really so mischievous.
Gengar's pretty good. We should probably go. I'm trying to think if I have any more, but I feel like we covered it.
Diglett.
We did pretty good. Diglett's good.
I'm trying to think of stuff from other, there's that, remind me of that tweet, it's like Chopper from One Piece, which is like anime, but somebody tweeted and they're like, I don't know shit about One Piece, but I know I love that deer, that rat that dresses like Jamiroquai. And they included a picture of a Google image search they'd done of like awful freak animal One Piece, and it was just Chopper. That guy's pretty cool.
I
Calling any like little critter you don't understand a rat is always funny. It's always so funny.
He looks like a rat.
Big fan of this little rat, whatever he is. But that's something we should put on here. A little rat. Where does he go?
Just like a regular old rat.
Just like a little, a rat. I think I'm going B.
In the street?
Just like.
Like not in my home?
Not in your home. Right? Yeah. Not in your home, but like concept of a little rat.
Yeah.
I just. Rats that's have like given us so mouse. Much material.
Yeah, it's true.
On this field podcast. Mouse is possibly the great natural little guy.
Yeah.
Completely unmodified.
Yeah.
Because they hang off the ones that hang off the wheat grains.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Field mouse kind of S for real life.
Maybe kill order. Order on little bunny foo foo.
Scenario. Yeah. F.
Bopping him on the head.
Do not be bopping him on the head.
Serial killer.
Very rude. Mm-hmm. Okay. I have one.
Bop Jim Broadbent on the head.
Just spray of blood on the on the wheat stalks after the in Django Unchained.
Right. It's like a very artistic shot.
Yeah, that'll be me with that fucking borrower, dude. Yeah. Shot of his head, shot of the wall. Done for.
Well,
what did you have? You had something else?
I need you guys to rank a little rat, and then I also need to know
I'll do B for rat.
B for rat.
Okay. Yeah,
B for rat. Little red wall guys.
Yeah.
We're talking about Martin the Warrior. We're talking about Matthias.
Well, I don't think the Badgers can be them as much.
No, the Badgers are big. We're talking about Orlando the Axe is not good. Yeah, Matt Mio. Yeah, I mean, he's very little
just
guy.
Give me like the main protagonist.
The main protagonist of
I Red made Ball a statue Matthias. Of him.
Matthias.
Yeah. Martin the Warrior was the original guy. He's the statue.
I shouldn't have brought this.
No, up. I made a clay statue of one of them as a kid.
Oh, you made S. one. Sorry. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because Martin the Warrior was already like a legend and
right.
S.
Matthias S.
Yeah.
S through all the ages.
Through all the ages.
Gollum F.
Gollum.
Oh, Gollum.
He's on the littler side.
I don't think he's a little. He's like almost folded into Gremlin almost.
Yeah.
I know he doesn't do technology. But
he's just
ring
upset.
Based technology.
Little guys aren't upset that they're little guys either.
He's too disappointed.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Well, we figured it out. We cracked it. I hope you enjoyed.
That was every possible one. So
yeah.
You got them all.
Sound off. Let us know what you think.
Yeah. Maybe do like a commenter suggested addendum at some point.
Yeah. Or that's if like you really hate any of our rankings, let us know. We won't change them, but it'll be interesting.
Yeah. Screenshot. Upsetting. Audible screenshot noise.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Goodbye.